The Boy in the Biscuit Tin by Heather Dyer, read by Ruth Sillars. Chapter 1. Magic for Beginners.
Astonish your friends and charm your girlfriend with these incredible magic tricks.
Francis, said Ibby, can I come in? There was no reply, so Ibby knocked twice and opened the door. But to her surprise, the room was empty. There was only a black top hat rolling gently on the carpet, as though its owner had departed in a hurry. Ibby checked in the wardrobe and under the bed, then she went to the window and looked out. There was nobody there. Francis appeared to have vanished. Ibby went downstairs again and found Aunt Carol and her parents in the front room, having tea.
Here she is, said Aunt Carol, smiling. Did you find Francis?
No, said Ibby. He's disappeared.
He's probably just hiding. Here, have a biscuit.
Thanks, said Ibby, and she took a chocolate-covered wafer and a glass of orange juice and went and sat beside her mother on the couch.
You're quite a young lady now, aren't you? Remarked Aunt Carol. Your hair's getting ever so long.
Too long, said Ibby's mother, tucking Ibby's hair behind her ear. Ibby had a pale, rather serious face and long, fair hair, which she liked to wear loose like her friend Shireen. Her mother made her wear it back for school. She said it looked untidy otherwise.
Are you still a big reader? Asked Aunt Carol.
Oh, yes, said Ibby's father. Ibby always has a book on the go, don't you, Ibby?
I wish the boys liked reading, said Aunt Carol. And then the conversation moved on to Alex and his website, and then to Francis and his karate classes.